This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program of For a Better Life. I am Beta at your service. And in this episode, again, we're going to talk about something really controversial and important for having a better life. As I told you in the last episode, we're talking about reasons why we have to search and seek the knowledge of knowing more about the creation of this world and the creator itself. But in this episode, we're going to talk more about the consequences and the results of this action of knowing God more and more. The first thing I want to mention in this episode is knowing God and the progress of science and the correlation these two have with each other. Pretend that a friend has come from a trip and has actually brought a book as a present for you. He says that it is an excellent book because the author of this book is full of information by a very great scholar who is accurate and expert and a genius in his own field. You will most certainly not study this book carelessly. Rather, you will concentrate on every sentence and even the choice of words made. And if there be a sentence there that you do not understand, perhaps you will spend hours and even days whenever you can until the meaning of it becomes clear to you. Why? Because the author of this book is not a normal average person, but rather a great scholar who considers every word he uses carefully. But if the opposite were true and they had said to you, this book may appear to be beautiful and pleasing on the outside, but the author is not very literate and has no base in science and hasn't taken any care. It is clear that you will only quickly glance at a book and whenever you find something unclear in it, you would say like, okay, this is because the author is uninformed and it's a waste of time for a person to study this. The world of creation is like a great book in which every creature forms a word or sentence in that. From the point of view of a person who worships God, every atom of this universe is worthy of a study. So, a person who has faith in the ray of the light of worshiping God will make use of a special sense of curiosity and studying the secrets of creation, and it is this very fact which helps science and human knowledge to progress. See, it was really beautiful and touching that faith of Allah and believing in that key sentence that every creature in this world is a key sentence is a word which is written carefully and by an expert who is perfect. It will actually keep you going in this road of knowing more and more and seeking knowledge and progress. But a materialist has no reason to discover the secret of creation, for he believes that nature is senseless. If we look at the work of a materialist scholar, it is in the same actual rank because he accepts God, but calls him nature. Why? Because he accepts an order and a program in nature. This is really beautiful, you know. Even the people who claim that, okay, there is no God, we don't believe in everything like that, they believe it. But, you know, they call it in different ways, like nature, like coincidence, and so on. But, at the end, all of these kind of explanation for these order that we see in nature, there should be a power, an absolute power that we call it Allah. So let's keep the episode here and go for a short break, then we're going to come back. For a Better Life, welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the consequences and benefits of searching for actually the knowledge of knowing more about creation of this world and knowing God. The second thing I want to mention after the first one, which was actually the correlation between knowing God and the progress of science, the second one is knowing God and hope. which is a very beautiful and delicate relation here. Whenever a difficult and complicated event takes place in the life of a human being, whenever all doors are somehow closed, one senses weakness, hopelessness, and loneliness. When confronted by these difficulties, a person with faith in God, then seeks his hope, which he gives. A person who has faith in God doesn't see himself or herself as being alone or powerless. He or she does not despair. He or she does not sense weakness, inability, because God is above all difficulties and everything is easy for him, because he has the absolute power. With hope in his kindness, support, and help, he or she will struggle against the difficulty and will use all of his or her energies. With love and hope, one will continue his or her endeavors, efforts, and will overcome the difficulty. Faith in God is a great place of refuge for a human being. Faith in God is the substance of steadfastness, is the substance of love, is the substance of trust. And faith in God always keeps hope in hearts alive. Because of this, individuals with faith never attempt to commit suicide, because attempts at suicide come from despair, a complete lack of hope, and a feeling of having failed in life, and so on. But individuals with faith neither lose hope, nor do they sense failure. Let's keep the episode here. We're going to go for a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all so I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to know me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program For a Better Life. We were talking about the consequences of actually seeking the knowledge of knowing yourself, creation, creator. And I counted two, actually, consequences up to here. And we're going to go for the third one. And I bet, like, it's the most important one. Knowing God and peacefulness. As you know, in this modern world, we all feel like we are depressed, we are in rush to do things that we are supposed to do. There is always a pressure on us. We have to do this, we have to do that. And the only thing that most of the people just are looking for is peace. If you ask many people who can be rich, healthy, perfect, beautiful, what do you lack? They would answer like this: we need peace. Okay, so peace is something rare, at the same time something really common in this modern world. And psychologists say that mental and psychological diseases are greater in our time than in any other time in the history. They say that one of the factors is anxiety over future events, anxiety over death, anxiety over war, and anxiety of fear and failure. They add, among the things which can take anxiety away from a person's spirit is faith in God. Because whenever an anxiety wants to penetrate one's spirit, faith in God pushes it away. A God who is kind, a God who helps one meet one's needs, a God who is aware of his servants' condition, and if they turn towards him, he helps them and frees them from anxiety. Because of this, a real believer always has a sense of actually peacefulness, and no anxiety exists within his or her spirit. Or, let's say it in this way, that there may be some anxiety in a life of a real believer, but he or she can overcome it easily because he has a great sense of peacefulness and a great belief in the kindness of God. Whatever such a person actually does is for God. Even if one suffers a loss, one seeks his replacement from him. Such a person even actually enters the war front with a smile. So I'm going to end this episode again with one of the most beautiful verses of Holy Quran. It is those who believe and confuse not their beliefs with oppression that are truly in peacefulness, for they are on right guidance. Thank you for listening to me. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.